without your touch? How can I live without your love? How I love you, Jesus. How I love you, oh Jesus. How I love you. How can I live without your love? How can I shepherd of my life. I will love you, Jesus. I will love you. I will love you. Yeah. You are more than life to me. You are
beautiful day. Yes, God is great. Yes, Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe you had a wonderful night. Glory to God. You are welcome. You are welcome in this beautiful, to this beautiful edition. All right, so we are on the Power of Meditation. Yes, episode 8. It's getting longer, you know, in the count, and that's fantastic. Because it's getting deeper in our own understanding. I'll leave you quickly, just a few seconds, you know, with this beautiful, beautiful song by Michael W. Smith, who just played maybe like what now? Minute or two in the song, you know, great are you, Lord. But don't forget, before I get back to you, Always remember to declare, decide, define what your day will be like. Don't just describe what your day will be like. All right, see you soon. Praise God, praise God. All right, so yesterday we looked at Matthew 4. Now we're getting deeper. Now we're getting more intense with the art of meditation, with understanding this beautiful, you know, this glorious practice given to us by God to change our lives. Hallelujah. So Mark 4 and the 14th verse of Mark 4, Jesus says, "The sower soweth the word." So we identify that the seed here is the word. Right? Remember the parable of sower. The sower sowed seeds, all right, and the seeds fell on four different types of ground, all right. So the sower sowed the word. So the seed is the word. But in the 15th verse, all right, says, "And these are the ones by the wayside where the word was sown, where they hear the word, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts." So the seed is the word, the ground is the heart, all right? So there were four grounds, so meaning there were four types of hearts, all right? Okay, so this is simple. This is God, all right? So the word gets into the heart. The word gets into the heart. The word gets into the heart. Is that all right? All right, so now let's look again at the 26th verse. We looked at this yesterday. And it's interesting. All right, so verse 26 says, "And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed into the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow by itself. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head." Please take note of this process. All right, so I'll pick that now from... Let's see. Let me do the NLT or a New Living Translation. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed in the ground." Don't forget, the seed is the word, the ground is the heart, okay? So the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed in the ground. Night and day while he sleeps or awake, the seed sprouts and grows. But he doesn't understand how it happens. The earth, watch this, produces crops of its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through, then the head of the wheat is formed, and finally the grain ripens. All right, the earth, verse 28, produces the crop on its own. The earth produces the crop on its own. The earth produces the crops on its own. The earth produces the crops on its own. The earth produces the crops on its own. Why am I repeating that? That means the ground has the capacity. Listen, when seed gets into the ground doesn't need our prayers. Yes, maybe where there's drought and all of that, yes, you may need to, you know, I'm speaking of, should we say, natural circumstances, all things being equal. You know, you put the seed in the ground, the process kicks in. That means when the word gets into your heart knows what to kick in. When the word gets into your heart knows what to kick in. I said the story sometime last week, and I'd like to share it again today. You know, I think I haven't said it yesterday, but maybe I'll say it again today still. All right, so a lady had a club feet, her leg is twisted. She's prayed, she started praying. All right, people have prayed for her. She's tired of prayer. So maybe you're listening to me and like, I'm tired of prayer. I prayed about this job thing. I prayed about this house thing. I prayed about this baby thing. I prayed about this marriage. I prayed about everything. Nothing seems to work. Listen, the word of God has the capacity to produce anytime, anywhere. The word of God has. So, okay, so don't pray anymore. It's fine, but do what I'm telling you. All right, like I said yesterday, me talking this kind of prayer I'm referring to is now not intercession or supplication. This is a prayer request, and you are personally getting tired of it, so it's okay. But don't give up on the process. Don't forget now, in the beginning, John chapter 1, verse 1 says, was the word was with God, the word was God. All right, so when you want to get God on the situation, get the word on the situation. God and his word are one. Whatever is not impossible to God is not impossible to God's word. You've got to get God's word on the scene. Once you get God's word on the scene, you've got God. Are you getting this now? Please. The word always produces. So this lady was given a tape, one Kenneth Hagin tape, one tape. And then she listened to the tape every day for 6 months without even still releasing her faith. Her twisted feet straightened up by itself. So I says, how is it going to happen? Jesus already told us. Jesus said the earth produces of itself. Jesus said so. You know, so maybe out there, which has happened sometimes, you release your faith, you know, it's as if the more you release your faith for finances, the more money runs away from you. Have you been there before? Pick a verse. Plant it in your heart. You cannot allow situations determine when you're going to release your faith. But I understand how you feel. I've been there a couple of times. You know, that once you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe I receive, hey, it's as if all money's just telling himself, hold up. Run away. But that's not what's happening. If you're familiar with the parable of the sower, the second category, all right, those that fell on stony ground, Jesus said when affliction arose because of the sake of the word, they gave up. So you don't give up, okay? We're not of them that draw back onto perdition. You don't give up because something is not happening. You don't give up because it looked worse. You stick with the word because the word is real. You stick with the word because the word is true. So I want you to learn, please, let's, and that's what we're learning this, how to allow the word to take root by itself. So Kenneth Hagin, while, you know, you could get this story in, you know, his mini book titled God's Medicine. You know, so he was away from home, you know, preaching, and then his daughter developed, like a little lump appeared on her ear or something. You know, and then his wife wrote him a letter, you know, saying that, you know, the nurse is going to come to inspect. I guess they do inspections in their school or something on Monday. I think this was maybe like a Friday, just in case I mixed up dates. But let's say it was a Friday, you know, Thursday. And then she wants to know what to tell the nurse when the nurse comes on Monday. All right. So, you know, Higgin gets the letter and says, okay, so what should she tell us? I mean, why is she asking? She's asking, obviously, because, I mean, dad's a faith person. What should I say? I mean, if I say this is wrong with me, you know, they might give me this treatment or that. What's dad saying, I should say? All right? So he picked it up, I mean, the letter, and he didn't quickly pray. And that's why I said last week, sometimes we're quick to pray. So Ken Higgin said, after the 10 o'clock news, I guess the news would have run for 15 minutes. So after about 10 o'clock news, about 10:15, he ran through all the healing scriptures in the Bible for 1 hour. All the healing scriptures. Obviously, you must have had. Now, listen, your faith begins where you understand the will of God. So he ran through all the healing scriptures or in the Bible for 1 hour. You know. He ran through that for an hour. You know, in you know, so he ran through, you know, the word for about an hour, you know. My feedback my underground music was quite loud, so I just turned it off. You know, so he ran through the word for an hour, all right. Word on healing, God's word on healing. He did that for 1 hour. So having done that now, he meditated on those scriptures for another hour. Then he rested 1 hour. Meditated on the verse 1 hour. Rested 1 hour. Meditated on the verse 1 hour. Rested 1 hour. Then the morning came, started his day. Next night, he did the same thing. After the 10 o'clock news, he said, ran through healing scriptures for 1 hour. Meditated on the word 1 hour. Rested 1 hour. Meditated 1 hour, rested 1 hour, meditated 1 hour, rested 1 hour. He did that next day. Third night, he did the same thing. Ran through healing scriptures, meditated 1 hour, rested 1 hour, meditated 1 hour, rested 1 hour. He did that. And he said at the end of the third night, he wrote the letter back saying, she's healed. He didn't pray. Obviously, in the place of meditating, something just clicked inside of him. Clicked. Inside of him, she's healed. He didn't even say tell her to tell the nurse, you know, because many people ask, so what do I say? All right, if I believe I'm healed, what do I say when people ask me? No, and I've always had to say, you don't need to ask what to say. The word in you will give the answer. The word in you will produce the answer. Most times, if you're saying, okay, say this, it's obviously because the word is not full yet. So go take out more time and fill up. Fill up. Are you getting this now? So there's just that place of meditation. Very, very important one, please. Very, 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 very important place of meditation. So we're going to go to Matthew now. And the 12th chapter of Matthew. All right? We'll look at this carefully. Look at this very well. All right? So Matthew chapter 12. And, dear Lord. This gets exciting. We know a particular portion here. You know, when you get there, you're like, oh, I know this part. All right, so hold on with me. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 of Matthew 12 says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or you make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. Did you get that? Either make a tree good or its fruit good, and its fruit good rather, or else you make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So that's a popular part I was saying. 35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. All right. 36 says, but I say to you that for every idle word men speak, they would give account in the day of judgment. For by 37 now, for by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. So 33 again, Jesus is speaking. Jesus said, either make a tree good and its fruit good, or you make the tree bad and its fruit bad. The tree is known by its fruit. So take note. He didn't say God will make. He said you make the tree good and its fruit good. Or you make the tree bad and it's good. So he's saying there's a level of responsibility we have in this whole process. Either you make the tree good and its fruit good, or you make the tree bad and its fruit bad. The tree is known by the fruit. Now, the tree should be known by the tree. What do I mean? How do you know an orange tree? Not because it brought out orange fruit. You know an orange tree because you know an orange tree. How do you know a mango tree? Because you know a mango tree. All right? Because there are times when it's not the season, but you still know this is a tree. How do you know a guava tree? Because this is a tree. I know the tree. Jesus says, well, yeah, but no. The tree is known by its fruit. Okay? So most times you have to let yourself understand that I might be this way, but life or people can want to define me the way they see whatever fruit comes from me. Are you getting that now? So people label things by the fruit, by what they see. Now you know that. So that's why you're moved, or this is how people feel, this is how people feel, this is how people feel. So that's why he gave the key, all right? Pick the word of God, plant it into your heart. Pick the word of God, plant it into your heart. And by that, the word of God will give you new fruit. Fruit according to its own kind. Now, 35. Please stay with 35. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. Take note. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. Three things. There's the good man. Then there's a treasure in the heart. Then we have the things that come out of the heart. All right? A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. So we have the good man. We have the good treasure from the heart. We have what? The good things. Then we have the evil man. Then the evil treasure of the heart. Then we have the evil things. The things there are, you know, akin to, all right, the fruit in verse 33. So we have the good man, we have the good treasure of the heart, and then we have the what? Good things. Yeah. Now, watch this. So a prosperous man, out of the prosperity of his heart, will bring forth prosperity. Did you get that? A prosperous man, out of the prosperity of his heart, will bring forth prosperity. Okay? A blessed man, out of the blessings of his heart, will bring forth blessings. All right? That's the normal light, prosperity light. Let's look at the evil case. All right. So a wicked man, out of the wickedness of his heart, will bring forth wicked things. But let's switch now. How to influence the fruit you bear. Please take note of what I just said. How to influence the fruit you bear. How to intentionally bear new fruit, good fruit. Okay. Now, a wicked man, out of the good treasure he puts in his heart, what do you think is going to bring out? Yeah. Good things. Why? Because the heart is the core. Don't forget, Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart will come out the issues of this life. So, a confused lady, out of the wisdom and the direction from God she puts inside her heart, what's going to happen? Yes, she'll produce direction and wisdom, good fruit. All right? And then a righteous believer, out of the confusion and the fear he or she puts in her heart, what do you think will come out? Confusion, fear. So the heart is the core, and we're either contaminated, all right, or we're helped by the things we put in our heart. Listen, don't forget, the seed, all right, is the word. The heart of man is the ground. So your heart, yes, you, your heart is your ground. Whatever you want to grow in your life, plant it intentionally. I know we say God's time is the best, but God says you plant it now. I know we say God will do something. You plant it. Please. All right. So a poor person, out of the prosperity the person puts in his or her heart, what is she going to bring or he going to bring? Prosperity. Person who experiences lack. Out of the Lord is my shepherd, I do not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. That the person puts in his or her heart. What do you think the person will get? The Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. Because the law in Genesis states that every seed produces after its own kind. A regularly sick person, a sickle-celled person, whatever person where health is concerned, horrible, you know, health records. All right, that person that now puts prosperity, all right, in his heart, I mean, health rather, in his heart, health in her heart, that person now, what's the person going to get? The person would not keep producing sickle cell. The person will produce health. The issue is, you and I must understand the principle here is the farming principle. You plant it, and which we said yesterday from Mark 4. You plant it. You wait for the ground to do its work, and then it brings forth what you're looking for. But begin by planting, please. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. So what do you want to bring out? What do you want? Yeah, really, what do you want? You know, yesterday I said, all right, we have 66 bags of seeds. 66 books in this entire Bible. 66 bags of seeds. There are enough seeds in the Bible. And I asked us yesterday to go through, you know, ask ourselves. And then thank God you could search. You could search your Bible apps. All right. You could search. You could search on Google. For whatever it is you want to get scripture for. Find scripture. So now that you have those scriptures, I'm assuming if you don't, please find scripture. All right, please find scripture. So now that you have the scripture, what do? You plant your, listen, your ground is ready. Your ground, your new creation, your ground is ready. Of course, before we end, you know, this series, I'll teach us a little bit. I need to talk about how to weed, all right? What to do, the weeding process. How to take off the weeds. But a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings for good things. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings for good things. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings for good things. All right, so they've said you are barren. It's okay. They've said it. Look at yourself in the mirror. They said this about me. All right, but out of the fruitfulness I will put in my heart, I will bring about fruitfulness. And I love how that God went into two extremes to prove that nobody would remain barren or should. All right. Or whatever it is, you know, they said it's low sperm count. They said, you know, whatever. God went to Mary, all right, young lady who's never met with a man before, and spoke the word to her through an angel. And that word became a baby. Please understand this miracle. The word, she received the word and it became, and don't forget the word again is seed, all right? So we have seed in the direction of what now? Agricultural seed, but then we have seed again, biological seed, which is sperm, all right? And seed becomes children. Please understand this, okay? So the angel gave seed to Mary, the seed of the word, and then voila, we get Jesus. And the angel again went to who? Elizabeth, two extremes, all right? One young lady never met a man. One elderly woman, she's gone past menopause, entered menopause. I mean, she's just gone. Two extremes, and they both. So that means I can get the seed of God's word, plant it into my heart. Oh, you see your menstrual circle again next week. Please let the word do its work. Zip prayer sometimes, because you could pray prayers of anxiety. You could pray prayers, hey God, show your face. Let the word do its work. Let the word do its work. Let the word do its work. I'll remind us again as I began, you know, prepare to close. Joshua 1:8 says, when you meditate, you will make your way prosperous. When you meditate, you will make your way prosperous. You will. So they said there's no way. Mm-mm, you will make that way. They said in your entire family, this has never, you will make your way. So no matter what they've told you is impossible, please listen, nothing is impossible with God. That means nothing is impossible with God's word. That's why all things are possible to the person that believes the word. To him that believes, you must believe it should be the word, right? Not just I believe. I believe what? I believe there's oxygen. I believe man can go to the moon. I believe, you know, not particularly that. All right? So nothing is impossible to the word. Nothing. The word created this entire earth and universe itself. All right? So nothing is impossible. And Psalm 1 says, when you meditate, you will be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. You will have your leaves never withering. And whatever you do will prosper. God's word is clear. Please, God's word is clear. All right? So you and I must learn how to give attention to the word of God. You and I must learn how to give attention to God's word. Is this helpful? So you and I must give attention to this. Give attention to this. Don't forget now, a good man. This is take home. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. All right? A broke lady out of the abundance that she stores into her heart. What's she going to bring about? So is it just about that? Listen. Proverbs 4:23 is solid. Guard your heart with all diligence. Out of your heart will flow the forces of life. You store prosperity in your heart. You will see what will happen. Guidance will begin to come. How to recognize opportunities will begin to come. Things will begin to happen to you. When you're full of the light, the divine direction, I've seen it happen even with either church planting or something that needs, you just find God leading. Take this step. Go this way. See this one. Talk. Something is happening to you. So you start operating at a higher level of smartness. Knowing that Psalm 119 says, I am wiser than my enemies because I meditate. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good things. A broke lady out of the abundance of that she puts in her heart, she brings forth abundance. A confused young man out of the direction and the wisdom and the leadership of the Holy Ghost he stores in his heart, he will bring forth direction. A weak person, out of the greater is he that is in me, that he or she puts in her heart. Alright, they will see the capacity and the ability of God rise within them. So this is take home. Alright, so now ask yourself, am I ready for this journey? Okay? I'm that good man, that good boy, that good girl, that good lady, that good woman. I'm ready right now. I now understand my responsibility. Alright? I'm the good person. And I'm going to store good stuff in my heart because that's what I'm looking for. You got that? All right. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow. Try.